Hello.
Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Scott returning your call. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I just saw a charge on my bill, and there was a phone number connected to it, and it was you guys. I don't know what this is about.
Yes, sir, I'd be happy to assist you with that.
Are you in the U.S. or no?
Yes, sir. Can I please get your zip code so I can locate what you were billed for?
28425.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Michael Johnson. This card's been hacked before, man. And just hacked recently again, and so I don't know what's going on with this shit.
I get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
5550 Crooms Bridge Road.
Thank you, sir. How can I
I guess
assist you today?
I want to know what this charge is about.
Yes, sir. So I see
You
that.
need a reference number for it or anything?
No, sir. I do see your account. Everything matches with the information that you gave me. So I see that on June 11th, you had placed an order for a tactical bag, and that was shipped out to you to the address provided. Did you receive your product?
No.
Okay. I do have a tracking number for that. Would you be interested in that tracking number so you can locate it and see what's happened to it?
Man, we've had stuff gone missing from our mailbox before, so who knows? Yeah, you can give me the tracking number. I'll write it down. But
Okay, it's a long number. I'm going to give it to you in 4-digit increments. Are you ready for it?
yes.
It's 9400. 1112.
Okay.
0250.
All right.
864. Eight,
Okay.
8320,
Okay.
24.
All right. So that's U.S. Postal Service.
Yes, sir. United States Postal Service. Correct.
Okay. Well, what's this $64 charge, man? I mean, whatever it is.
Yes, sir. So, you paid shipping and handling for an item. The item is a gift to get you to enroll with the discount shopping store, the discount shopping membership. As stated in the terms of agreement, you had 5 days to cancel. Had you not canceled, you would have been enrolled. And that's what that billing was for. And with that, you receive a chance to win items monthly, as well as you
I
receive
don't care. I
100.
don't want to care win nothing. I didn't get anything, and I'm here. I'm charged $64 for something I don't even know about, man. I'm gonna have to dispute this with the credit card company. This is not right.
Yes, sir. I do
And maybe
understand.
make an investigation into this. I mean, whatever it is, I am. I mean, who knows? I remember seeing an ad for a tactical bag.
Yes, sir. We do have ads.
And I think it was $14 or something like that for with shipping, right? Maybe.
No, sir. It
Whatever,
was.
11 or 14 or, well, no, $60.
It was $5.74,
Okay.
and that would have enrolled you into the discount membership club. And with
Well,
that, you would have.
I didn't ask for no club or nothing like that, and I never got any confirmation on the thing, so I could have had a phone number to call. I just got this number now off my credit card statement, which is my Social Security. Man, I'm 68. I only get $300.
I understand, sir. And with the discount membership club, you would have also received a $125 voucher monthly for our online shopping store.
Never got no voucher either, pal. So you either take that charge back, or big issue, big issue, man. I don't want to get into it, but this is ridiculous. That's what I get for ordering shit online with probably mostly cheap goddamn Chinese crap. And I've been to China too. Fuck China.
Okay.
I never got an email, never got nothing from you guys, man.
Okay. This is a valid charge, but as a courtesy, we'd hate for you to have to take legal action, so I'm eligible to offer you a 35% refund on one of these charges.
How many charges do I have on there? For $60. I just saw this one today. Is there more than one?
Yes, two charges for $60. It's a monthly membership.
Dude, you need to cancel that shit and give me my money back, okay?
Yes, sir. I can issue a 50% refund on one of these charges.
Oh, you know what? I want all refund. I'm just going to file suit. I got a great lawyer here in Wilmington.
All right. I'm going to issue a full refund on one of these charges and cancel your account.
I mean, why I got to pay $65 for nothing? What did I get? I didn't get anything. No email, no nothing. Where are you guys located? You got a street address?
I'm located in Alabama. This is a third-party call center.
Oh, man, this is bullshit. I had somebody rip me off for some video game down here in Alabama. No, I'm gonna go to my credit card company, and then I'm gonna look at suing you, and then with social media, I can blast away, man.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna transfer you to someone who might be better able to assist you. For I'm only eligible to give you one refund, but there are people here who are above me who might be able to assist you better.
All right.
All right. Please stay on the line while I work on that. I'm still here working on getting you transferred. I just got done getting you canceled, so you're no longer going to be billed anything in the future.
Pardon?
I'm still here working on getting you transferred. I just got done canceling you, so you're no longer going to be billed anything in the future.
All right. Nothing about it, man. Yeah, there was another $60 charge on there. I was getting ready to dispute it, and there was a phone number there, and I called the phone number, and no, non-existent phone number, and it wasn't. Both billings were not the same, not the same name, not the same thing. That looks like a case for the FTC to me, man, and the feds, and my congressman here is really good with me. because I take agricultural exports from here to El Salvador, where I lived for 24 years. I want my money, man. I don't like this stuff. No more ordering cheap Chinese crap online. Not your fault, pal. I'm not fucking at you, but this place is a fucking joke. Rip-offs. Everybody's greedy. Goddamn rip-offs. Greedy. Stealing. Amazing. Never seen nothing like it.
Yes, sir. I'm transferring you now, so please stay online while I'm working on getting you transferred.
All right.